Good morning. How are you guys this morning? Tired? Tired? Did you stay up late watching TV?
Yes.
I figured.
We don't watch TV.
What are you, some kind of communist? Excellent practice. That's an excellent practice. Okay, so look what I brought today. Yeah, it's like a mini communion set, but what do you notice about it? It's tiny. There's no bread. Yes. What else do you notice about it? Does it look like it's in really good shape? It's not only like broken, it is actually broken. Yeah, check it out. It's all busted up. Even look, if you look here real carefully, this will gross you out. Termites. Isn't that cool? The termites have eaten the communion set.
What is that?
Well, you know what happened is this was down in what is now the wine cellar. And this is from a long time ago. And what this was used for back in the days when Pastor Horman was pastor here, probably, this is what they took communion to people in. So if you were, I know, isn't that bizarre? If you were sick and you were at home, the pastor would ride his horse over there and and say, "Hey, I got communion for you." And they'd say, "Oh, that's so cool." And so the pastor would come, and it was almost like a dollhouse, isn't it? You know, he'd come and he'd put a little bread down like this, and then, yeah, isn't that cool? That's detailed. Yeah. And then they would fill this little thing with, and you would say, "Yes." And they would say, "This is the blood of Christ shed for you in tiny little amounts." They're little, but aren't they beautiful? But you know, this whole thing is broken. Why do we even keep it? Should we just throw it out?
No, it's cool. It's cool. If you don't want it, I'll take it.
Okay. Go back to watching TV. Yeah, I mean, we don't, just because it's broken, we don't take and throw it out, right? No, it's reminds us of something. Even though it's kind of broken and it's not very pretty and we're not really sure what to do with it, and it sat down in the basement and even the little handle is broken and the termites all over. Look at this, more termites over here. Even though the termites have had their way, we keep it, even though it's broken. And I think that's a little bit... It's termites communion, yeah. Thank you for that, Rafi. You know, the thing is that just because things are broken and maybe not as pretty as we think they should be, God doesn't give them up either. Jesus, when he was out there with his disciples, they were trying to take a little vacation, and people brought all their broken friends and sick people, and it said that Jesus had compassion on them. Do you know what compassion means? Well, it's from an old word that means your gut. You know, God, Jesus felt for them. He loved them. And even though they were broken, he didn't say, "Oh, I'm sorry, you're just not good enough, you have to go away." Or, "Oh, my goodness, the termites have eaten you. You can't come." Jesus even though this old communion kit is broken and it has termites, it still does its job. It still can put wine and bread and remind us of God's love. So just like Jesus had compassion on the crowds, Jesus has compassion and loves each of you. Even though maybe you're not feeling very well, or maybe you're getting, you know, like gray hair or... something like that. God loves you anyway and has compassion. Yes.
So if this was, it's a scale model, but the thing is this, if you had to use it like actually a scale, wouldn't there be only a couple of drops?
No. Oh no, this is the font that never ends. I'll explain it to you later. But that's a good question though. This is for taking communion to one person. So there's enough for one person to have communion. So God has compassion on you even when you're broken or I'm broken. God loves and still lets us do our jobs, which is giving God's grace. Let's pray together, shall we? Gracious God, thank you for loving us even when we're broken and hurting. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. That's okay, we'll see you guys.